Hello and welcome back to another kind of special episode on Let's Leisure. So obviously you can tell from the title of this episode, I'm going to be talking about the Golden Globe nominations and the SAG award nominations too, which honestly they're different awards, but more or less same categories. And the SAG awards were announced today, and I have yet to fully look at this list, but I'm pretty sure more or less it's going to resemble the Golden Globe nominations. And yeah, I am so excited to get into this because there's been so much controversy. Well, I wouldn't say controversy. There's been a lot of talk on my Twitter timeline. And it's like, I'm really excited to get into this. Okay, so a little note on me. I love award season. Love it so much. Okay, growing up, like, this was my shit. I would be like, put on the fucking awards, Oscars, Emmys, Golden Globe, SAG, like, just everything, okay? And let me mind you, not award season as in, like, specifically, like, for movies and TVs. I would occasionally watch the music ones, more or less, yeah, because it's, like, everyone kind of watch them, but, those were not my jam. My jam is for the movies and the TV awards only. Okay. And suddenly I'm so excited because, I don't know, I guess now there's, like, a full-ass platform that I can talk about this, like, endlessly almost, and like go off on like random tangents. Okay, so and on Twitter too, I was like, what should this week's episode be? Should I make it like a regular episode, or should I make it a nomination, like a Golden Globes nom talk, and now SAG too? And I'm like, fuck it, I gotta talk about both, because Let's Leisure is me weekly watching movies, TV shows, and a sprinkle of some books in there. I've been slacking, but also, yeah, I'm waiting for a book to, like, just fully give me that, like, where I'm, like, so head over heels that I'm, like, can't shut up about it. No offense to the other books that I've read. But, yeah, anyways. So, I was, like, I kind of had to talk about this. Like, how am I going to, like, talk about how I, like, love movies and TV shows and I watch this and this or whatever weekly, but then I'll talk about the nominations. And also probably throw myself under the bus, because I know a lot about these shows and I'll know about the actors, but like there are some shows that I probably watched, like, based off the Golden Globes things, I probably watched like a handful of shows for the people that were nominated. So maybe some of these opinions are biased off of just the actor alone, but point is, I want you to know, like, I may watch a lot of stuff, but I have still yet to, like, not watch some stuff. Okay, so let me talk about what exactly the Golden Globe is. Dun, 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 dun. Suddenly I'm adding music. Okay, so there we go. So it recognizes excellence in film, both American and international, and American television. So you'll have a mix of movie stars and TV stars. And then for the SAG Awards, it is basically the same, except it's like a different award. And if I'm not mistaken, yeah, so this one's like for the like organization itself that gives out, it's given to the Screen Actors Guild American Federation of TV and Radio Artists to recognize their outstanding performances in film and prime television. So yeah, you know what, I probably have this all wrong, but I've always seen them as more or less the same, except one's kind of like an organization that you take part of, like you're in, like you're a SAG card holder, and you also get to vote for other people, and so it's like nominating, like, prom king and king, except for a bunch of little categories. So anyway, super special because, I don't know, like, people are, like, literally voting for you. So that's kind of cool. All right, let me get into it because I already know I have a whole spiel, I think. Okay, so we're going to go in order. Thank you, Variety, for the list. Okay, so the best television series for a musical or comedy, we have Emily in Paris, that was on Netflix, The Flight Attendant on HBO, The Great on Hulu, Schitt's Creek, CBS, and Ted Lasso. Now, Emily in Paris, I did make an episode about, so I have that seen that show, and Schitt's Creek, I did not, but it is genuinely one of my favorite shows. I started it, I think, when there was, like, two or three seasons of it already on Netflix. I was like, oh, let me start this. I've seen a couple of memes, and I'm like, let me get into this. Best decision, because it is so wholesome and, like, funny, and it was, like, almost like an unexpected love for me because I didn't really know a lot about this show, but, yeah, I ended up loving it. And it's just, oh, it's so funny. Like, oh, Dan, and literally I probably have a crush on Dan. Like, I just, he's so funny. Like, the whole family is so good. So anyways, and I know they, like, basically sweeped the Emmys. So I kind of expect them to do the same. Emily in Paris, there were a lot of people were upset how they got a nom over, like, Dead to Me. And I kind of agree because, like, well, I mean, it's a comedy, but it's also, like, a little drama, Dead to Me. So I guess, I don't know. I enjoyed Emily in Paris. I didn't hate it, but I don't think it was, like, nomination worthy. Don't come for me. Flight Attendant I had seen on HBO, but I haven't really seen the trailer. I had not heard about The Great, and Ted Lasso I had heard about. I've seen a couple memes. It looks funny. Jason Sudeikis, and but I have yet to start it, but I know people on my timeline, like, love that show. Best performances by an actor in a TV series. All right, I'm just gonna tell you right now, I'm gonna skip the males because I'm here for the women and the women only. Sorry, not sorry. So, best performance by an actress in a limited series or motion picture made for television. We have Cate Blanchett for Miss America, Daisy Edgar Jones for Normal People, Shira Haas for Unorthodox, Nicole Kidman, The Undoing, Anya Taylor-Joy for The Queen's Gambit. Queen's Gambit, I have not started. Anya's so pretty, though. A lot of people were talking about it. I know the hype. Cool. Nicole Kidman, The Undoing, I did watch. She was, like, such a sus character, almost. I think she did a good job. So, yeah, I definitely think this was performance worthy. I have not seen Unorthodox, so I hadn't even heard of it, really. So, I can't give an opinion. Normal People with Daisy, oh my god. Read the book before the show came out. Then I found out a show came out, watched it, binged it. And I don't know if it's because I went, like, back to back on it or something, but I, like, loved this. And, I mean, like, it was a whole binge. So I, like, basically just, like, cannonballed into this world. And I think Daisy did, like, an extraordinary job to, like, really bring the character that I had envisioned in my head to life. And then Cate Blanchett, we love her. So I think I probably watched an episode of Miss America. Again, my timeline, loved it, watched it, was here for Sarah Paulson too. But yeah, so honestly, oh, I don't even know. Okay, you know what? I'm going to make, like, a whole, like, here are my votes at the end. Okay. Best director, do we have women in this? Yes, Chloe Zhao, Nomadland, and Regina King for One Night in Miami, and Emerald Fennell? Yeah, Promising Young Woman. I do think that was also, oh, I know I watched the ET special yesterday, and I want to say maybe, that was, directed by a woman. Yes, Emerald, the color green. Okay. I have not seen Promising Young Woman. I had, like, a special, like, see it before it, like, is out to the world, and I didn't end up getting to see it. So, but that had been on my list since, like, way before pandemic when it was, like, being advertised. So, like, yes. And I know people, a couple people have seen it and they loved it. But I have not seen that one or One Night in Miami or No Man Land. But you know what? I think I want to put my vote in for Promising Young Woman because the synopsis to that is, like, I was so shook the first time when I found out. So I was like, okay. But props to Regina and Chloe. Best actress in a motion picture, musical, or comedy. So we have Maria Bakalova for Borat movie, Kate Hudson for Music, Michelle Pfeiffer for French Exit, Rosamund Pike for I Care a Lot, Anya Taylor-Joy for Emma. I was supposed to see Emma and then pandemic hit it. And I know that it's on Amazon, but I'm going to blame the pandemic for, like, making me forget about it. So I need to watch this. And some of the stuff I will, like, try to watch before, what is this, in, like, 2-3 weeks, I think, the 28th. And so we're going to try. But Emma, I would like to watch. I think I have seen who else is in I Care a Lot. And I think Rosamund Pike was in a suit. So we're watching that. And then we have Michelle Pfeiffer for French Exit, which is so funny because I had just saved the book the night before. And then the next day I was watching Entertainment Tonight, ET, and they were interviewing her about how this movie is coming out. And I was like, oh my God, even more am I going to be like reading than watching this. And then Kate Hudson's Music I have not heard about. So I'm not sure about that. And then the Maria for Borat. I don't really like the Borat movies. So I had not seen this, so sorry if you like the Borat movies. Wow, I have not seen any of those movies. Okay, then we have best television series drama. Ooh. Okay, so we have The Crown. Love it. Okay so like love it level one, because I only watched one season, I think, which was the first season that had Olivia Colman as the queen, and she like was everything in it. Absolutely loved it. I have yet to see this season because it came out and it was like, it like crashed out with something else. I can't even remember. What was I watching in November? I don't even know, but I'll probably start it soon. But obviously I already want to give it to The Crown because this is also Olivia's last season, Helena Bonham Carter. And we also had Gillian Anderson in the season. And we had the introduction to, like, Princess Diana, which was, like, off the charts. I've seen, like, a couple of snippets. And, yeah, I think this is kind of, like, a high contender. Then we have Lovecraft Country, which I hear a lot about, but I've yet to, like, actually seen. The Mandalorian, same thing. Ozark, I watched the first couple of seasons. I have not watched the recent one. But it was, like, kind of crazy, like what's going on, kind of good, very sus. And then Ratchet, which I did watch. I binged like the night it was released. Sarah Paulson, hello. It was creepy. A lot of people didn't like it. Totally get, but I think I was like focused too much on, and like, oh my God, here's Sarah Paulson in a new show. Oh my God, there's like woman loving woman. We have Cynthia Nixon. And then we had just like a crazy ensemble. Like the characters were like different. It was very, you know, like it's different from American Horror Story. So like, I think I enjoyed Ratchet unless I like binged it too fast. So it's like, it made me think that I liked it. I don't know, but they had good pieces. So even though Lovecraft Country I have not seen, I have heard a lot of talk about it. So I feel like that one, The Crown, and honestly The Mandalorian, but like it's Disney. Yeah, I don't know, I don't want to hate on it, but I like, it's not my thing, and I obviously have not seen it, but I definitely feel like maybe those three are like high contenders, but I want to put my hat in for The Crown. Okay, so best performance by an actress in a television series drama. We have Olivia Colman, The Crown, Jodie Comer, Killing Eve, Emma Corrin for The Crown, Laura Linney for Ozark, Sarah Paulson for Ratched. Okay, so I definitely think it's going to go to one of the Crown ladies. Killing Eve has been off air for like a hot minute, like pre-pandemic, I think. But Killing Eve is such a great show, so like I get it. Ozark has its moments. I know Laura Linney's like kicking ass in the last season from what I hear. And then, of course, Sarah Paulson was, like, Nurse Ratched. But I want to put my hat in for either Olivia or Emma, because there was so much talk when Princess Di came out in the show. Apparently, she, like, nailed it. So, again, crown. Best performance by an actor. Yikes. We're skipping the men. Because I don't care. Best actress in a motion picture drama. We have Viola Davis for Ma Rainey's Black Bottom. Andra Day, The United States versus Billie Holiday. Vanessa Kirby, Pieces of a Woman. Frances McDormand, No Man Land. And Carey Mulligan for Promising Young Woman. Honestly, I have heard of everything but The United States versus Billie Holiday. again, have not watched anything. But I want to give it to Promising Young Woman because there was so much talk about the character. But you know what? I have heard good things about Pieces of a Woman and No Man Land. So who knows? And of course, Viola Davis. But that's on Netflix. I have yet to watch. Okay, so best motion picture drama. The Father, Mank, No Man Land, Promising Young Woman, The Trial of Chicago 7. I have not seen any of these. You would think I would not be able to form an opinion. Like, people should not, but, like, here I am. again, I'm just putting my hat in for Promising Young Woman. Because I haven't even seen the trailer for The Trial of the Chicago 7. Maybe I have. It doesn't really sound familiar. Okay, then we have Best Original Score, which I haven't really heard any of these, so I'm going to skip that one too. Best Performance by an Actress in a Television Series, Musical, or Comedy. We have Lily Collins for Emily in Paris, Kaylee Cuoco for Flight Attendant, Elle Fanning for The Great. Oh, she's in The Great? Okay. Jane Levy for Zoe's Extraordinary Playlist, Catherine O'Hara for Schitt's Creek. I have seen one of these shows, and you know what? I'm gonna put my hat in for it. Catherine O'Hara for Schitt's Creek. Also, because the Emmys was such a sweep for them, I feel like this could be good. Yeah. Then we have Best Television for Limited Series or Motion Picture Made for Television. We have Normal People with Hulu, The Queen's Gambit for Netflix, Small Axe for Amazon, The Undoing for HBO, Unorthodox for Netflix. The Undoing was good. Like I said, I'd watched it, but I hated the wrap-up. The ending could have been way better, and maybe it's just because I expected too much. I don't know, but I really did not like the ending. Queen's Gambit had a lot to talk about, and then Normal People. So, honestly, I feel like it's going to be Queen's Gambit, maybe. Because I haven't even heard about anything about Unorthodox. Okay. Then we have Best Motion Picture, Musical, or Comedy. We have Borat, Hamilton, Palm Springs, Music, The Prom. Hamilton, no doubt. There was so much talk for Hamilton. People loved the musical on stage, like on Broadway. And then when it finally came to Disney Plus, people were like wildin'. So I feel like that's going to be Hamilton's. Best actress in a supporting role in any motion picture. We have Glenn Close for Hillbilly Elegy, Olivia Colman, The Father. Oh, she's in that. Okay, maybe I've heard about this. Maybe. Jodie Foster for The Mauritanian. I'm so sorry if I butcher this. Amanda Seyfried for Mank. Helena Zengel for News of the World. I'd heard one of these, Hillbilly Elegy, because it's on Netflix, but I have yet to watch. But I know Glenn Close's character is, like, so diff, so maybe. Maybe. Because anything else, I don't even know. Motion picture, best motion picture, foreign language. Another Round, La Llorona, The Life Ahead, Minari, Two of Us. La Llorona on Shudder seems familiar because I have that subscription. So maybe I did see it because somebody told me it was better than another previous one. So maybe. So I think I did see La Llorona. I don't remember it being anything like, I mean, generally, I mean, feel like it didn't blow me out of the water. But again, I could be thinking it's another movie because there was like three Lloronas that came out around the same time. But apart from that, I have not seen any of them. I really need to step up my game. Like, what have I been doing? I'm going to skip best screenplay. Okay, here we go. Best performance by an actress in a supporting role in a series, limited series, or motion picture made for television. We have Gillian Anderson for The Crown, Helena Bonham Carter for The Crown, Julia Garner for Ozark, Andy Murphy for Schitt's Creek, Cynthia Nixon for Ratched. All right, so again, there was so much talk for The Crown for, like, Gillian and her character as Margaret Thatcher. Helena Bonham Carter, hello. But I think she was nominated before and she didn't win, so I have a feeling she's not going to be a high contender. Julia Garner has taken this award before, I think twice now. So she could also be a high contender. But Annie Murphy, Schitt's Creek, had sweeped the Emmy, so I really hope she wins. And then Cynthia Nixon for Ratched was good, but I don't think it was a high contender either. So, yeah, honestly, I have a feeling it's going to be between Gillian and Annie. All right, so we're going to skip Best Original Song as well. Best Motion Picture Animated, The Croods, A New Age, Onward, Over the Moon, Soul, and Wolf Walkers. I almost went to see Wolf Walkers, and then I just didn't. The Croods, this is a second one. I did enjoy the first one, so I'm going to assume that the second one was also good. Onward is a Disney movie. They all make me cry. Soul is a Disney movie. I heard so much about that too. And Over the Moon, I have not. So you would think, wow, I'm out here forming opinions on, like, fucking no knowledge of Foundation. Okay. My cousin saw Wolf Walkers and he, like, loved it. So maybe that one and Soul are probably high contenders. Maybe Soul. And that's it. So, I know I talked about some of my, who my hat's in for, so we're gonna keep those, and then, what else did I miss? Okay, so, maybe I'll just post it online. I think I'll just do it online. Okay, so I talked about it. I do feel like Schitt's Creek as a whole will be a high contender, given that they sweeped the Emmys and, like, for their end of The Crown. So anything related to that, I feel like The Crown will also win some awards this season because they had, like, two big major character introductions, Princess Di and Margaret Thatcher. I think Promising Young Woman will also have some awards. It's nominated for kind of a lot. And then Nomadland, I feel like it will also be a contender, and maybe Regina King's too. I don't know. I feel like women are going to win big. In the what is usually predominant a male category, so I really hope so. And besides that, yeah, Crown and Schitt's Creek I think will be big namers, and that's about it for the Golden Globes. If you're interested in watching that, that is out February 28th, 8 Pacific time. And it's going to be hosted in New York and like have live hostings from New York and Los Angeles by Tina, woohoo, Faye, and Amy Poehler. So I'm so excited. I love them as friends, as, like, co-workers. I love seeing them on screen. So for them to, like, get together for this, I hate that they're not in person. I get it, obviously, COVID. So I'm just glad we're gonna have some good hosts is all I can say. Okay, so SAG Awards. oh my god, I have not seen this list, but I know a couple of people who are already, I've seen their nominations just from my little timeline. So the SAG is genuinely before Golden Globes. It's held in January. But it has been pushed back to April 4th. These typically air on, like, TNT, TBS, so those times, and then it says that it'll be at the 6 p.m. Pacific time. And let's go off. Again, I'll be skipping the males again. We're not here for that. Okay, so Outstanding Performance by a Cast in a Motion Picture. We have The Five Bloods, Ma Rainey's Black Bottom, Minari, One Night in Miami, The Trial of the Chicago 7. Outstanding Performance by a Cast. I did watch The Five Bloods on Netflix. That's the only one. I'm gonna say the same thing, like, with my previous. I think One Night in Miami has a high contender list because it's on Amazon. But, The Trial of Chicago 7, is that the ones with the boys in the park? That's what I keep thinking. So I feel like maybe those two might be a good contenders. Outstanding performance by a female actor in a leading role. We have Amy Adams, The Hillbilly Elegy, Viola Davis for Ma Rainey's Black Bottom, Vanessa Kirby for Pieces of a Woman, Frances McDormand for No Man Land, and Carrie Mulligan, Promising Young Woman. Again, I will say Carrie just because of the character. Outstanding performance by a female actor in a supporting role. Maria Baklava, for Borat. Glenn Close for Hillbilly Elegy. Olivia Colman for The Father. Yoon Ye-jung for Minari. I hope I said that right. I'm sorry. And Helena Zengel for News of the World. I love Olivia, so I want to put my hat in for her. But maybe Glenn Close, too. I have yet to see Hillbilly Elegy. I didn't hear a lot of talk about it, really. So I don't know. Outstanding performance by an ensemble in a drama series. We have Better Call Saul, Bridgerton, The Crown, Lovecraft Country, and Ozark. Ooh, okay. So maybe Crown and Bridgerton. People, like, loved that show. I have yet to seen it, but they loved that show. So maybe that might be ensemble. Okay. Outstanding performance by an ensemble in a comedy series. Dead to Me, The Flight Attendant, The Great, Schitt's Creek, Ted Lasso. Love Schitt's Creek. Schitt's Creek, baby. But also, Dead to Me is pretty good. I did watch that one. But I think Schitt's Creek. Outstanding performance by a female actor in a drama series. We have Gillian Anderson for The Crown, Olivia Colman for The Crown, Emma Corrin for The Crown, Julia Garner for Ozark, and Laura Linney for Ozark. They really said these two shows only. Okay. So I have a feeling that... oh my god, this is kind of hard. I do not know. I feel like it'll be probably to Emma or Gillian again, one of the Crown ladies. Then we have outstanding performance by a female actor in a comedy series. We have Christina Applegate for Dead to Me, Linda Cardellini for Dead to Me, Kaylee Cuoco, The Flight Attendant, Annie Murphy for Schitt's Creek, and Catherine O'Hara for Schitt's Creek. Fudge. Okay, so I feel like it'll either go to Annie or Catherine. I want to say they were also nominated for the same award at one point in the Emmys, but I can't. I feel like that's wrong. But I feel like it might go to Annie. I just, maybe. Somebody on the Schitt's Creek. Then we have outstanding performance by a female actor in a television movie or miniseries. We have Cate Blanchett for Miss America, Michaela Cole for I May Destroy You, Nicole Kidman, The Undoing, Anya Taylor-Joy for The Queen's Gambit, and Kerry Washington for Little Fires Everywhere. Okay, I read and watched that Little Fires Everywhere, and the way that Kerry portrayed the character on screen from what is in the book, to me, was, like, almost on, like, different ends of the spectrum. Like, in the book, her character seemed like a level 5. She was, like, pretty chill, but did have some, like, I'm your mother, raw anger. And in the show, like, Kerry bumped that hoe up to, like, a 10. Like, she was up there. But in the show, everything was kind of bumped up. Like, I don't know. It was, I'm trying to remember. I'm, like, rewatching. Because even, I feel like Reese's character was, I don't know. Like, the show was more intense than what I read as the book. But that's just my opinion. Okay. The Undoing was good. Cate Blanchett. Honestly, it might go to Kerry. But I have maybe Nicole. Nicole, too. Okay. Outstanding action. I really don't care. Outstanding performance. Action, again. I don't really care for the action. Oh, that's kind of it. Awkward. Okay. I feel like, again, here, The Crown will have high winnings. Schitt's Creek will have high winnings. And, all these shows were just really good. I have yet to watch all of them, though. I would hope Hillbilly Elegy had some things. I know there's, like, the whole thing where, like, Amy Adams is never winning anything. But I can't say because I haven't seen the movie. But I hope there's some good turnouts. I know a lot of people too were talking about huge snubs and how other people, like Bridgerton, didn't get any Golden Globe noms. Neither did Dead to Me. And honestly, I'm here for, like, where are the Soprano nominations? Give me the Sopranos. I want those ladies back. Lorraine Bracco deserves her Golden Globe and her SAG award. Although she does have one for ensemble, but you know, that solo outstanding performance, like, where be at though? Yeah, so I'm quite excited. So we have Golden Globes on the 28th of this month, and then we have the SAG Awards in April. I don't think they have said who is doing that yet. But again, I hope it's somebody good. No doubt it'll be, like, streaming. And you know what? For the Golden Globes, I don't know if it's going to be full stream too, because the Emmys did have, like, small locations where a couple of the actors were, like, legit in a room, spaced out, masks on, and all that stuff. But there was also still a bunch where they, like, sent lights and a computer and, like, a mini team to actors' homes or wherever they were at to stream them in for the category and just kind of, like, be there. And then they did also, if I'm not mistaken, have people on a stage in LA kind of announce some of those too. God, Emmys seem like forever ago, but I know it wasn't. Yeah, so that's kind of my opinion on all of that jazz. I know a lot of it is super biased and I haven't even seen some of these shows. I think I'm going to try and watch some of these movies that were announced. I would love to do the shows, but I know some shows have more than one season, like Ozark, and, honestly, I don't plan on finishing Ozark anytime soon. I have, like, four other shows that I want to get through, but, you know, basing my opinions off who I know them as an actor, and, like, their other works, and then whatever, basically, my friends are watching, whatever my Twitter timeline, I'm, like, paying attention to that. Yeah, so that'll be exciting. So if you are into award shows, hello, welcome. I hope you loved this podcast ep. And who are you voting for? I think I'm going to need to put... this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to write down all of my stuff and put in my bets. Basically, it's just me. I'm betting with myself. And that way I don't lose track. But maybe I should do it after I watch a couple movies. No, I'll do it. I don't know. We're going to just write down who we think the award is going to, and, like, that'll be fun. It's gonna be like bingo, basically, almost, but just for me. Thank you so much for listening. And yeah, that's kind of it. Thank you so much, I appreciate it, and I will see you guys next week. Bye.